And over here we begin the Igeres, that a person should always try to speak softly to every individual at all times, and in that way he will be saved from anger, and anger is a midah ra'a, which tends to trip us up. Here the Ramban is just fantastic. The Ramban views ka'as as a midah ra'a, which sort of is the source of all midot ra'ot. Well, that we'll see, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, what's the uniqueness of ka'as. How does a person change his personality? A person, by his nature, is angry. Babies get angry. Right? You take away a toy from a baby, they'll throw a tantrum. So it means that we're born with a degree of anger. How does a person work on anger? So you have really two ways. One way is frontally, that you say to yourself, I'm not going to be angry. Every time you're angry, you'll find yourself. Every time you're angry, you'll fast Mondays and Thursdays. In other words, to try and go directly at the anger, to try and say, I am going to take charge of myself. That is almost a mission impossible, because you're fighting against your personality, and it's very, very hard to break a personality. It's not impossible, but it's very, very, very difficult to go in that way. So usually what you try and do is figure out a strategy to try and make, I can football, an end run. You want to make an end run. You want to get to the same, to the end zone, but instead of going straight at the defensive lineman, you want to make an end run so that you don't go bang and kill yourself. What's the strategy that Rabban over here is using? He picked it up from Shema B'nei Musar Avicha V'Atzoshem Terasimecha from Chazal, and it was stated very, very succinctly by the Mechilas Yesharim in Perek Zayin of Hilchos, in the Perek called Bi'ur Chelkei Hazrizus. There he gives a rule. Hatnua hachitzona ma'oreres hapnimis. Ubevadai yoter mesura biyado hi hachitzona me hapnimit. Ve'im yishtamesh v'mashe biyado, yikne mashe gam eno biyado behemshech. What does he say? He's dealing over here with a person who is lazy. How does a person change his laziness? So laziness is part of a personality, something which is inside of a person. But he gives a rule that hatnua hachitzona mores hapnimis. Sometimes a person's actions can affect what goes on inside of him. The exterior affects the interior. The external affects the internal. And so, what the Rav Chaim is speaking about, if a person will behave as though he is a zariz, then eventually he'll become internally a zariz. Hatnua chitzona ma'orera tapnimit. One can change one's inner personality by outer actions, and our outer actions, v'vada yoser mesura biyado hachitzona yapnimis, we can change our outer actions much easier than changing our personalities. V'im yishtamish ha'masha biyado, and if we'll grab on to that which is easier to work on, yikne gam ha'she'eno biyado behemshech. Then it's easier to work on that which is more difficult to work on. So in this situation, the Ramban says, you want to work on ka'as, don't go ka'asach, don't go straight at the ka'as. It's not going to go. Work on the chitzona. Work on one's outer personality, one's outer actions. Speak softly. That's an outer action. It's not difficult to speak softly. That's something which is much easier to speak softly than to not to be angry. Speak softly. And then what happens is, tnuah hachitzona morera tapnimit, that you're working on that which comes easier to you. Yoser mesura biyado hechetzonim pnimit. Im yishtamish masha biyado, yikne masha eno biyado behemshech. So the Ramban is telling us, we want to get at ka'as. Instead of going straight at ka'as, let's speak softly. If we speak softly for a week, we will see that our anger quotient will go down. We speak softly for a month, it'll go down even further. We speak softly for a year, it'll almost disappear. That's Ramban's eitza over here to his son. His naik tamid ledabir kol devarecha benachat l'chol adam uvachol eit. Take it upon oneself to speak softly. Before one opens one's mouth, one simply lowers the tone. Ubazet tinatzel min hakaas. And that will help us in terms of working on our personality. And you think about that, that's really, could be a philosophy of all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, my father was once asked by Time Magazine, my father, once asked by Time Magazine, is Judaism a noun or an adjective? Are you an American Jew or are you a Jewish American? That's a very, very loaded question in terms of double loyalties, etc. Is Judaism a noun or an adjective? So very, very smartly said, it's neither, it's a verb. Judaism is a verb. It's doing things. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvos that we have to do. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you do these mitzvos, that'll affect your personality. So of course, if the purpose of putting on tefillin isn't putting on tefillin, purpose of putting on tefillin is to create a person who has a karas hatov. The person putting on tzitzis is to create a person who thinks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times. But if you do the outer action, that can affect the inner personality. So all mitzvos are like that. Where the Rabban is simply taking the rule of all mitzvos and he's applying it to working on kas. Why is the Ramban so upset about kas? Why is he kois on kas? Why does he want the first thing to tell his son is linatzel min hakas shehi mida ra'a lahachti b'nei adam. Namely, we have chatoim. Eating chazer is a chet. Being mechal al Shabbos is a chet. We have a lot of chatoim. We have 365 chatoim minimally. But over here we're talking about a mida ra'a. A mida ra'a is something which is shorshi. It's rooted in the personality and brings a person to chet. It's like something that generates chatoim. If a person has a mida ra'a, then because of that mida ra'a, he'll be treif, he'll be mechal al Shabbos, etc. If he can uproot the mida ra'a, that will help him in terms of the chatoim. The Ramban over here views kaas as a mida ra'a par excellence. It brings a person to sinaskinam, to lashon hara, chovel, mazik, bitul Torah, moti shemra, sheker, retzach, ones, I don't know, it's ones in terms of kol mine gehenom, chenam rabosenu zal kol hakoes, kol mine gehenom shaltim bo, shenemar vohaser kas milibecha, haver ro'am mibisarecha in ra'al gehenom, shenemar vegam l'rasha l'yom ra'a. The Rabban over here brings a maimar chazal that the koes is over here this shoresh, this root, which brings about kol mine gehenom. It opens the Pandora's box to all sorts of averot. Were one to be haser kaas milibecha, then one would remove this ra'a, this mida ra'a, which would then serve to help the individual in terms of not doing averot. What is so unique about kaas? Why choose kaas as the mida ra'a? After all, if one opens up a sefer Orchos Tzadikim, one finds that there are a number, not of chatoim, but of midos ra'os. Orchos Tzadikim is built on midos. So there's a mida ra'a of sinah, there's a mida ra'a of kina, there's a mida ra'a of achzarius, there's a mida ra'a of atlas. There are a lot of midos ra'os. We have a number of these root personality disorders that bring about averos. I was thinking that perhaps if we want to define a Jew, so we defined a Jew as someone who is a Shema Yisrael, as someone who is sensitive. Another definition of a Jew is v'yadata hayom v'hashevosa el levavecha. A Jew is someone who is a mitbonein. A Jew is someone who thinks, who has introspection, who views things and tries to put them into some sort of a context, to think, what are we doing in this world? What's going on around us? What kaas does is it removes any possibility of hitbonenut. You can't be reflective, you can't be introspective when you're upset. Kol ha-ko'es ki'ilu oved avoda zara. What's oved avoda zara? Also, en adam chote el kenichnas bo ruach shtut. The ko'es blocks the person from thinking. He doesn't think, then he can go to anything. Right? The person will claim in court that it turns out that he murdered his wife and his kids. I saw red. Temporary insanity. That, in other words, that the person will claim that my anger brought me to a point where I was no longer in control. Not to be in control, that's the worst thing possible for a Jew. We're never in control. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. But not to be in control of what we can be in control, that already undermines everything. And so over here, if we want to choose the root avera, which brings about chatoim, generally one is chote when nichnas ruach shtut, when he's not mitbonein. The kaas is that which breaks the hitbonenut. Okay, we'll continue from here, b'li neder, tomorrow.